insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال فرعون وما رب العالمين
Said Pharaoh, and what is the Lord of the worlds?
قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم
Moses said, The Lord of the heavens and earth and that between them, if you should be convinced.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have discussed up to 23rd verse of chapter Shu'ara. In this verse, Fir'aun, as the Holy Quran states, says, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Pharaoh says, And what is the Lord of the worlds? And Moses answers him, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ He said, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and what is between them, if you have faith. So, in the previous verses, as you may remember, Prophet Moses was ordered by the Almighty Allah to go to Pharaoh. He goes to Pharaoh. Pharaoh asks him a couple of questions, and also emphasizes on the fact that you were raised as a child in our palace, and this is a ni'mah, this is a mercy and favor from my side. And now you're here to invite me to monotheism, you're here to claim that I am not the Lord in this universe. Now, Moses answers him with a decisive one. He says, this is not a favor, this is not a ni'mah. You were the reason why I was deprived of my mother's house and I was raised in your palace. And this is not what we can call a favor and mercy. Now, Pharaoh says, what is the Lord of the world? قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ The point is that we can understand from what the answer is, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that Moses عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلْهِ وَعَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامِ implies that Pharaoh's question is not for understanding, and he was beating about the bush. If Pharaoh really sought the truth, he would understand his unity and lordship by thinking and pondering over the current order and system of the creation. Anyway, Pharaoh says, what is the Lord of the worlds? He questions Moses, who had said his Lord, the Lord of the worlds, appointed him as one of the messengers. And as the Holy Quran declares, Pharaoh says, what is the Lord of the worlds? It seems very unlikely that Pharaoh has raised this question for understanding the matter. But it rather seems that he said it out of ignorance for the sake of scoffing. I assume the reason why Pharaoh starts to question the Lord of the world is that Prophet Moses answers Pharaoh's questions and words very decisively and strongly, and Pharaoh got hopeless from this aspect, so he somehow changes the course of the conversation. Now, in this verse, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, like all aware and attentive discussers, Moses has no way but to treat the matter earnestly and to answer it seriously. In view of the fact that the essence of Allah is out of reach of man's thought and perceptions, Moses used this sign and these effects that are everywhere in the universe, and he somehow speaks about extrovertive signs, and he says, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and what is between them, if you have faith. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُوقِنِينَ. Nation products. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, since Moses thought that his question was not for understanding, but he had no way but to answer it, he goes to talk about the signs and the effects that are visible in the universe. So he says that he is the Lord of the heavens. You can see the heavens. وَالْأَرْضِ, he is the Lord of the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, you can see what is between the heavens and the earth. If you have faith, you can believe. The heavens with their greatness, the earth with its vastness and its various creatures, before which Pharaoh's kingdom is nothing, is only one part of the creation of the Lord of Moses and Lord of Pharaoh. Such a creator, such a deviser and administrator, namely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deserves worshipping, and not a weak and tiny creature like Pharaoh can claim to be at his place. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry.